There's Lucas Nelson in Born Running Out of Time from his album American Romance. Now, Lucas is going to be here in Iron Country at the Rave Eagles Ballroom coming up on the 24th and at the Sylvia in Madison on the 25th. But today we welcome him to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
It is an honor, and it's great to have you on the show today. Now, American Romance is your 8th release in just over a decade, but you've also been on the road quite a bit during that time. I got a question. Do you find it difficult to find time to write with all the touring that you do and being on the road so much, or is that just nonstop inspiration?
No, in fact, it's kind of the only thing to do on the road. You just work out and write. And, I mean, there's a lot of time during the day where you just got nothing going on. You know, we'll play the show and then drive to the next town. So I'll wake up in the morning somewhere new and try to go to the gym, grab a bite to eat, and then fill the rest of my day with something. So I end up having a lot of time on my hands to write when I'm out here.
So how has the touring been going with American Romance and not being on the road with the promise of the real this time around?
I mean, it's been more or less similar, you know. I played with 3/4 of Promise of the Real at the Ohana Festival recently because Corey McCormick is still playing with me. He's the bass player. I had Tato Melgar, who's been in every band I've been in since I was 8 years old. He played with me at Ohana Festival, but he lives lives on my property in Maui, him and his family, and they take care of the property while I'm gone. So, it's really only one or two guys that are doing their own thing now, but I've put together another band that's just as good and different, and so, you know, we play a lot of these new songs and we play a lot of the old songs, and it's just a lot of fun, to be honest.
Now, Lucas, to be honest with you, I have to say I'm loving this new release. It's been in my player since it got released. I need to know how you feel you've grown as an artist since your debut in 2017.
Well, you know, I feel like I'm always growing in different directions. I don't know if I'm better or worse than I was when I was 11 and wrote my first song, you know, which was actually on that album, which just goes to show you sometimes you're just, you know, if you kind of get out of your own way, inspiration will come through and you just write something that stands the test of time. I feel like that song, You Were It, that I wrote, was kind of what launched my musical career. And that's why I put that on there. And so, you know, that song to me holds up to all the rest of them. So I just feel like there's no telling what kind of phase or what kind of musical space you're going to, you know, go into if you just let it happen. And so I just kind of, you know, let go and let what comes to me happen. And it really ends up doing well.
Now, Lucas, you were talking about having all that time to, you know, work out and write when you're on the road. When you came into the studio for American Romance, how many songs had you written for this release?
Well, I've written so many songs I can't even count. I mean, probably got 300-400 songs just sitting there waiting to be put out, and I continue to write more. I just wrote one the other day, a couple days ago. So then it just goes into a Dropbox, and then I have to then draw from it, you know, as time goes by, and just sort of feel like, okay, what is my next project? What am I being called to do? What am I writing? What am I feeling right now? I gotta. I'll write new stuff for it, but then I'll go back and I'll pull from some of the archives, say, oh, this one really stands out. I remember when I wrote that and I was kind of feeling the same way, and this is sort of what I want to do now. So, you know, it just depends, you know. And I can take one song and record it in 10 different ways. I can make it into a rock song. I can make it into just a stripped down, just lyrics and vocals, you know. So it really all just depends on what I'm feeling.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that right there, Lucas, because one of the things that I've always loved about your music is that I feel that it can't be pigeonholed into one genre. Is that a conscious effort on your part?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a conscious effort necessarily. It's sort of how it tends to fall, you know. It's like, you know, I've never felt like I had to be sort of bound by a certain genre because I've always loved so many different types of music, and I never really, you know, I just felt like I'm a songwriter first and foremost. So whatever comes, it just comes, you know?
Yeah. Now, you know, I've had the opportunity to see you a couple of times over the years. And for our listeners who are heading out to one of your Wisconsin shows next week, how is this show different from the past shows that we've seen you with?
Well, there's a lot of new songs. So there's, so we'll keep some of the old stuff. Actually, we've been going down deep and going to some very old stuff recently on this tour. Just trying to give back to the fans that have been there for a really long time and remind them that we haven't forgotten them. I've got a lot of the old stuff that we're putting in there, but then, like a song called All the Pretty Horses has kind of come and gone. I've done The Awakening, which is a song that I wrote from one of my first releases, and I've done those kinds of things. But then I'll bring it back to the more recent albums. I'll do some from the new, of course, American Romance has a big part in the show. And I'll do a few moments in the show where I'll just be me and a guitar, acoustic guitar. But then I'll play just outside of Austin and Forget About Georgia and Find Yourself and Carolina and, those songs as well. And so, I try and keep it, I try and sprinkle a little bit. Sometimes I'll get on the piano and play Smile from the Few Stars Apart record.
Nice.
You know, I'll sprinkle a lot of different things in there.
That's outstanding. Now, Lucas, I always like to ask the artist that I'm talking to, what are you currently listening to that isn't your music?
That's not my music. Oh, I listen to a lot of different music all the time. I mean, I'm a huge Red Clay Strays fan. The Red Clay Strays are buddies of mine, and we have a mutual admiration for each other. I've been listening to them a lot lately. I've been listening to, Audrey McGraw is somebody. She's just kind of coming onto the scene. She's young. She's Tim McGraw's daughter, and her and I have written a song together, but she's amazing. Of course, Sierra Farrell, I just put out a song with her. And I've been doing a lot with Sierra Farrell, who's just an amazing artist, incredible. I have roommates, that are great musicians, Ben and Meg Chapman and Ben McCree. I had him open for us, and Meg, they just had a baby, so they've been busy, and he's been working hard. I mean, I can tell you, Riley Green and I've been doing a lot together. The list goes on.
That is outstanding. Now, Lucas, over the years, I've had the opportunity to see your father a few times in concerts. Also, I had the chance to meet him on a couple different occasions. And there's shows and times I'll never forget. Over the years, what are some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned from being around your dad?
Well, my dad and I just, we see eye to eye a lot. I mean, we just happen to be very similar people, I think, in terms of our countenance, how we hold ourselves, and sometimes for better or worse, and our stubbornness and our career-mindedness as well. I think my dad, is one of the he's a hero of my life, and I look up to him in every way, and I try and be around him as much as I can. But he taught me how to live, live from your heart, live do what he inspired me to do what I do. So I owe everything to him,
That's outstanding. Now, we were talking with Lucas Nelson. He is going to be in Milwaukee coming up at the Rave Eagles Ballroom on the 24th and in the Sylvia and Madison on the 25th. Tickets are available for both those shows. Now, Lucas, for our listeners who want to learn more about you and check out more of your music, where's the best place that they can find you?
Well, that's a good question. You could find me anywhere online, I guess, Spotify or Apple, all those things, YouTube, just Google me, I guess. I don't really know. Google Lucas with a K, and you'll find me.
All right. Well, Lucas, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on our show this morning, and we're really looking forward to you coming to the area, and I just want to say thank you for all the great music.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.